Our scripture today is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 22 to 27. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for your love and care, for your presence with us. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word to us is truly a lamp unto our feet. Your word to us is the knowledge that you are with us always. The word is life, and life abundantly. We ask you, Lord, that our hearts, our minds, our spirits are open to receive it, to use it for your glory. And we pray, Lord, that the expounding upon the word is also pleasing to you. And use that for your glory and yours alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans 8, 22, verse 27. Hear now God's word. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's see if you read that.
I'll refer back to this comic here in a second. Pentecost Sunday. I got to say, this time of the year in the life of the church is it's extremely busy with a lot of special Sundays. Starting right before Easter, or special days, I should say. Starting right before Easter, we have Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, and then a few weeks later we have Ascension Sunday and then Pentecost Sunday. And then during the summer we got nothing. One of the reasons why we do the pick your sermon time during the summer, because there's really not anything in the life of the church, you know, these special Sundays that we celebrate. Not forgetting, however, that Sunday is a little Easter. So we are always, always celebrating the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. But Pentecost Sunday, we just said it's the birthday of the church. And usually on Pentecost Sunday, the scripture that I preach from is from the one in Acts. It's about Peter and the other apostles and some of the disciples all gathered in a closed room. And a spirit of God, a wind rushes into the building, and tongues as fire lights upon their head. And because of this fiery tongue, they're able to speak in different languages. I'm not talking spiritual languages. This is human languages. All of them can speak languages that they never knew they knew. The reason for this is to show the will of God. The will of God is not just that a small group of people understand Jesus' gospel, but the will of God is that gospel spreads throughout all the world. That was one of the gifts on that day, that God reveals to all the church, all the world, that God desires all of them, all of us. Because of Pentecost Sunday, we're here. Because of Pentecost Sunday, we get to be here with one another, worshiping God. We get to know the knowledge of Jesus Christ, of that love, salvation, justification, the growth in our life to draw closer to Christ. All this is possible because of Pentecost. On that day also was another gift, the gift of responsibility. Because of the tongues that they were given, because of the languages they were able to speak, they then were assigned to share the gospel to those people, to the people who spoke that language. Remember the story of the three servants that were given the talents, the money? One was given a lot, one was given medium amount, the other one was given a little amount. The master gave them those talents in order to use, not to bury like the last servant did. They were given the tongues, the disciples, to use, to share the message of Jesus Christ, the gospel, to those who they were assigned to. Now this is the traditional service, the traditional sermon for Pentecost. These are the things that I want all of us to know and never forget. Our scripture today from Romans, it puts a little slight nuance. Because what Romans reminds us is that through the Holy Spirit, we were also given other gifts. During Pentecost Sunday, being that we were given the Holy Spirit, not only were we given the knowledge that God desires us, we were given the knowledge of the responsibility that we had, we were also given the knowledge of two other things. And Romans reminds us of this clearly. Now, the first thing's not very fun. This comic here, I know you can barely read that, it's accredited to Dinos and Comics. They specialize in mental health humor. You know, and I always find them funny. Some of my family doesn't, but I do. And this one is particularly I enjoy. I know nothing. And then after he graduates, I know even less than I thought. Now, how many of you have experienced something like this? I've learned in my life that I don't know what I don't know until I learn that I don't know it. There are things in my life that I thought I didn't know, only to realize that there are way other things in life that I don't know anything about. I knew that I didn't know anything about plumbing. I knew that. But I thought I knew something about predestination. Until I went to seminary, I learned that there's a whole lot about predestination that I had no idea about. We learn all this stuff in our lives. You know, the things that we don't know. We learn that there's lots of things we don't know. How many times have you met someone that has gone through an experience of things that you never knew existed? You learn that you don't know anything about that. There's nothing wrong with learning that you don't know things. The Holy Spirit teaches us there are things that we don't know. One of the best days of each of our lives is that day that we realize that Christ is for us. You see, John Wesley, for his course of his ministry, has preached the gospel of Jesus Christ as a minister for years and years and years. And it wasn't until several years, decades, a couple decades, maybe a decade and a half, after he started preaching to the Aldersgate experience. You know what the Aldersgate experience is? I should know what day that is, and I just don't. I'm not a good Methodist in that way. The Aldersgate experience is that day that John Wesley had a heartwarming experience, where he realized that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the forgiveness of his sins. The day that John Wesley was knowledgeable that Jesus was for him. He always knew that Jesus was for us. He always knew that Jesus came for others and for other people and for the community, but he really had a hard time internalizing it for him. Do you remember that day you realized Jesus died for you? That day comes for me at different times. One that I've shared with you before is a memory that I don't think I'll soon forget. Sitting on top of the hill at Jamonville in a particularly dark time in my life, praying to God, Lord, please, please remind me that you love me, because I forget. And a hawk flew up right then out of the woods, circled the cross and where I was, and then flew back away. I don't know if that was a reminder, but regardless, it worked. The moment that I realized that Jesus was for me, I was in college. And I need that that reminder every so often. But when I'm reminded of that, it's a time of joy, gladness. It's a time of peace. It's a time of knowledge that I am not alone. But right on the heels of that knowledge is also the knowledge that I need Christ all the more. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Once we realize that Jesus is for us, then we realize that there are things in our lives that we need to work on. We realize that we've fallen short. I have a big birthday coming up. I turned 42 this year. I know some of you are rolling your eyes. I know 42 is not anything real special, you know. It's not like your 30th birthday or your 40th birthday or your 50th birthday. You know, 60, 70, those decade birthdays, they're particularly exciting. 42, however, I've shared this story with you. A woman who I look up to as a spiritual mentor, Eileen Mosley, when I asked her when she was in her 80s, if you could go back to any age, what would it be? And for her, it was 42. And I asked her why, and she said, because at the age of 42, she realized for certain who she was and that she loved herself. 42. I hope at 42, I at least have some of that knowledge. It's my goal. I don't know if I'll reach it. I don't know if I'll hit it. But at 42, I would like to know who I am. What makes me tick? Where my strength and my weak weaknesses are. Be truly and authentically me, not to please anybody else, but to please God alone. And love myself for all my strength. For all my weaknesses. I got 4 months left. I got a lot of work I got to do to reach that. But even though I love myself or working towards that, and even though I know who I am, there's still work that needs to be done. There's always work that needs to be done. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the things that we don't know about ourselves. Our shortcomings. Our weaknesses, the things that we're ashamed of, and the mistakes that we made. How many times in our lives do we say, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I hadn't done that. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he told his disciples to stay awake, he went and he checked on them and they were sleeping. And he said to them, stay awake. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. When we accept Jesus Christ in our lives, we realize just how weak our flesh is. But the other gift that the Spirit gives us is this. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. In other words, we may not know how to fix what is going on in our lives. We may not know how to make things right. But the Spirit helps us to pray. I don't know how to fix things in my life sometimes. How many times have you prayed for something you don't know the answer to? I know I have, and when I get to that point, I just want to say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but and to let it all go to God. The Spirit allows us to do that, to realize that there are some things in our lives we may not know how to fix, but that Christ does, and that God will be with us, helping us each step of the way. This Pentecost Sunday, what we celebrate is not only the birth of the body of Christ here on earth, the church, or the assignments that we've been given to share the gospel message, to those who are around us. He's also been given the knowledge through the Holy Spirit that we need Christ in our lives always, and that that Spirit prays for us to grow stronger, prays for us to put one foot in front of the other, and helps us to let go and let God. And that, though maybe quietly and subtly, we can be joyful for, and we can thank God for. Leave you with this benediction today. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen and amen.